So how beautiful is the Word of God? Yesterday we saw the principles, the laws of the Nazarite. What exactly a person who vows a vow of the Nazarite ought to do. God spelled it out very clearly, so you would not make any mistake about it. There was no anything that was not clear or gray. Spell exactly his diet, what he eats, his movement around, where he should go, where he should not go, his appearance. Everything was spelled out. Now, the Word of God gives us an example of a young man, just like you, as we have heard, brought up in the sphere of privilege. His birth was announced by an angel. Cannot get better than that. Brought up by godly parents who taught him everything that he ought to do. Just look at yourself. Exactly the same thing. And the Word of God is written to show us real people lived in real time under circumstances that we all experience. And it was given for us to learn. You could sit here today and say, yeah, I heard the story of Samson. I saw the, you know, I read it when I was a little kid and the Bible picture thing and the big guy with the muscles knocking things down. I know all of that stuff. You know, I'm going to kind of take a little nap here and close my eyes. Pay attention. Pay attention because this is a solemn story. It's actually break your heart when you read. I told you, God's Navy SEALs are these men, the Nazarite. And here is one who was God said he will deliver the children of Israel from the hand of the Philistines. Look at him. Look at him. And let's start to see what was the problem with the young man. Now, all of a sudden, he's on his own. He went now. It's not dad and mom are going with him. He's now of age where he could drive. He got his license. So the first thing he did, he went to the land of the Philistines.
We spoke yesterday in number 6 a little bit about the holiness of the Lord. When we considered the Nazariteship and realized that when anything came in that defiled that place of Nazariteship for the one who had taken the vow of a Nazarite, then as we read there that the days that were before shall be lost or void because the separation was defiled. And we see the sensitivity of the holiness of the Lord from His standard. And we've heard this morning now with regards to Samson, how that he had a good beginning, that he began well, that everything was set in order, and that there was a proper foundation that had been laid, everything prepared for him in his young life, and the Spirit of the Lord was able to use him and began to move him. And then he went down. And this is what I want to highlight, is that first step. It's that very, very first step. And here we see, when we look and study this carefully, we realize that everything that was before in Samson's life, as far as that foundation and everything that was set, after this first step of going down to Timnah, and we read further on that it was the vineyard of Timnah. So that very first step, what was before was lost. Because now there was the beginning of that defilement that has come into Samson's life, that he was willing to take that first step, and it was never possible for him to regain that. And this is so critical, because we find it so easy. It's just a little thing. It's just a little step. It's just, don't worry about it. It's not a big deal. All of these arguments we say in our hearts and in our minds. And now as we look at Samson, and we see right away, and Samson went down. And he never comes back to the place where he was in fullness, verse 25 of chapter 13 to that proper beginning where he began well.
You know, I spent quite a bit of time thinking about what has happened between verse 25 of chapter 13 and verse 1 of chapter 14. And we might say it was just a natural development of a going from childhood to an age of responsibility, young adulthood, if you would. And I was thinking that, you know, it's very much like you and I, when we come to a certain age, that we have a desire, a natural desire for a partner. There isn't anything wrong with that. We talked about legitimate things yesterday, right? And we want to link this first part up with the failure to adhere to this principle of denying the natural joys. Right, there's absolutely nothing wrong with having a desire to have a husband or a wife. In fact, God has made us that way. The woman has been made for the man, and so when you reach a certain age, just naturally your thoughts start to move in this direction. But it seems here that Samson moves in his own natural strength. And so that's where the going down becomes a problem. Prior to this, the Spirit of God is moving him. But now in this verse, it says clearly, Samson. Not that the Spirit of God said, like he said to Philip in the Acts, go join yourself to this chariot. But here Samson goes down to Timnah, a city of the Philistines. What is a Nazarite doing looking for a partner in the city of the Philistines? What does he expect? What do you and I expect to find if we go and we look in the world for the things that God says that he has given to us? Marriage is honorable in all things. It's a high, it's a wonderful relationship institution that God has made in Genesis, right? But it's where we go. It's under whose direction and influence we are moving. And so Samson the Nazarite, he begins to say, you know, I want to drink of the wine of the Philistines. And so this is where legitimacy finds its difficulty against the Word of God. The desire for natural joy, natural things, places Samson there. And it says he saw a woman. Why do you think Samson went to Timnah? He wanted to see what was down there with the Philistines. He knew who they were. And yet he said, you know, I can play with that. And there he sees a woman of the daughters of the Philistines. And then he does something. Now he starts to involve his parents. I think Brother Emil talked about this yesterday, that as a Nazarite, we should be under the influence of the Spirit of God. When we are under the influence of our own natural desires and the old nature, we find that not only are we influenced in a poor way, but we influence those around us.